This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Bloch, and we begin this hour with the after effects of Hurricane Katrina. In a moment, we'll hear about New Orleanians deciding whether to rebuild, but first to Houston and concerns about the evacuee population and a rising crime rate. Houston has taken in about 150,000 evacuees from Hurricane Katrina. The city's also experienced a spike in violent crime. Houston's mayor, Bill White, says the city's police force is strained, and he wants FEMA to foot the bill for a new anti-crime task force. Adrian Garcia is a member of the Houston City Council. He chairs the Committee on Public Safety, and he's also a former Houston police officer. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Garcia, help us understand how big a problem you're seeing there. How much is crime up in Houston?
Well, it's not, in the overall, crime is up moderately, but in terms of homicides, it's where we have seen our most significant spike. And right now, we are essentially about a 24% increase from last year in terms of our homicides.
Is this true? You had 14 homicides over the four-day Thanksgiving weekend?
That's correct.
The mayor seemed to be pretty careful in saying that the areas where you're seeing crime now were areas that had crime before. It's just now that with all these new people, the problem has gotten even worse. Do you think that's right?
Well, I think it's important to note that, you know, Houston was having its challenges before Hurricane Rita and Hurricane Katrina. But, you know, anytime you add a significant amount of population to your community in a short and unnatural period of time, then it does create some challenges. So this is what we're faced with. This is what we are responding to as well.
Could there be other causes that are getting factored in here, things that have nothing to do with the evacuees from Katrina that are going on in your city?
Well, we are also faced with an unprecedented amount of police officer retirements that Houston hasn't experienced in years. The community sees some changes occurring in terms of how we're allocating personnel and things of that nature. So it does tend to throw you a bit off balance.
The mayor's announced a task force that would focus on hotspots for violent crime, and it would cost about $6.5 million, largely police overtime, as I understand it.
Correct. We need to do what we can to make sure that we keep a strong hand on crime problems, and we know that overtime is not the answer because you can only do that for a shortened period of time, but it is what we have at our disposal right now. We're using it.
And why should FEMA be paying for that overtime?
Well, when you sort of what I'd mentioned earlier, you know, we have added to our population in a matter of weeks and days a population increase that usually occurs over many years. We want to make sure that FEMA recognizes that, you know, not only has Houston stepped up and done the right thing in a moment of emergency, but we are now having to deal with that growth, and we're making a good case for federal assistance in providing that cost and reimbursement for our police services.
Well, what have you heard from FEMA? Are they going to pay?
Well, I haven't had any of those discussions myself, but the mayor has been talking with the FEMA directors. It sounds like they want to do their fair share in helping Houston cope with it all.
Mr. Garcia, when you talk to people in your district, I wonder if their public perception of crime and the evacuees in Houston correlates with the actual incidence of crime. In other words, are people's fears sort of exaggerated compared with what's actually going on?
Well, I think to a certain degree, you're right. Some of the things that folks have called and expressed concern about are situations that are more caused by the unknown, and we're trying to make sure that we don't lay blame whoever it is that is causing any problems in our city. We're going to respond to them. It doesn't matter whether you're from our city or not. You're breaking the law, and you're going to pay the consequences for it.
Mr. Garcia, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Adrian Garcia chairs the Committee on Public Safety with the Houston City Council.